This is John Batchelor, conversation with Theresa Fallon in Brussels about the meaning of the European Union vote that gave decided attention to called far-right parties. One notable one, Alternative for Deutschland, and Theresa identifies, as has been in the news, that a major politician, number one on their election list for participation in the new union, European Union Parliament, 720 members, it's a man named Krah, K-R-A-U-H. She identifies him as having not only a spy from Russia, but a spy from China on his staff, and puzzles what this means for the European Union and China and Russia and Ukraine. Here's Theresa Fallon from Brussels reporting on some very unusual details about the new European Union Parliament. Much more of this later. Thank you.
Well, the last time we spoke, I mentioned Maximilian Krah, who amazingly not only had an assistant who's accused of spying for China, his previous assistant is accused of spying for Russia. So he has been left at the top of the election list, and the AfD got in, had a very strong showing, second strongest party in the European Parliament, which is really surprising. But these parties have a traditional pro-Russia, pro-China approach. So yes, this could help Russia. There were deep concerns about possible Russian interference in the elections that everyone was trying to keep an eye on. But it's easier if pro-Russia parties are elected into the European Parliament. So this could water down European resolve over the longer term in regards to supporting Ukraine.